Candidates running for school committee in the coming Pittsfield, Massachusetts municipal election debated at Berkshire Community College Monday night. In the first installment of a series organized by BCC, Pittsfield Community Television, and the Pittsfield Gazette, the seven candidates vying for six school committee seats met at the college's Pittsfield campus. The school committee faces a number of looming issues: teacher and student retention, how to spend extra state funds, the climate inside the schools, the possibility of Superintendent Jake McCandless leaving for a job in eastern Massachusetts, and more. In the race are incumbents Bill Cameron.
I'm well acquainted with the Pittsfield Public Schools, having worked in the Pittsfield Public Schools for the majority of my professional career. I've held administrative positions in Pittsfield and other districts.
Current chairwoman Catherine Yon.
I spent my entire career as an English teacher in the Pittsfield Public Schools. After I retired, I continued working as a counselor advocate for Project Reconnect, where I dealt with the at-risk population, including soon-to-be-released inmates from the Berkshire County Jail and House of Correction, and young people remanded to the care of the Department of Youth Services.
Vice Chair Daniel Elias.
I offer my many years of service both within this body as well as many community involvements I'm with, and with its history and knowledge. I advocate to make sure every student is on a path to graduate and educationally equipped to lead a successful life.
And Dennis Powell, who is also the president of the Berkshire County branch of the NAACP.
We raise money to take 100 students from the three high schools to Washington, D.C., to the African American Museum. Because to me, it was really important that a very diverse group of our student body have an opportunity to view real history.
The candidates looking to join the committee for its next two-year term are Allison McGee.
I have been a teacher in the Pittsfield Public Schools for the previous 8 years of my education experience, and I also worked at Hillcrest Educational Centers in the therapeutic setting. So I've had a lot of experience working with the at-risk populations, including those who are struggling with poverty and those who are struggling with behavioral difficulties, which I think we are seeing an influx in the Pittsfield Public Schools with.
Former committee member Tom Peria, who says he lost his son to a drug overdose.
Number one, I want to make sure that we continue to do the most we can with our drug abuse resistance education. And I make no promises. I'm retired as a financial advisor for Berkshire Bank 2 years ago. So this would be a full-time position that I would have the time to do this, and I would appreciate your vote because we have many tough decisions in the future.
And parent Mark Brazo.
It is time for our district to implement expanded programs and curriculum to enhance the life skills and emotional development needed to prepare our youth in the success of our diverse world. Our district is rebounding from a tremendous lack of funding over the past years, where we witnessed overwhelming layoffs of faculty, staff, and support services.
The debate, moderated by PCTV Executive Director Sean Sayre, brought up issues like school consolidation, alternative education programming, and shared services with other Berkshire County communities. You can hear the entire debate at WAMC.org. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.